Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today on the Pageantry Podcast, we welcome Miss USA, Rima Fakih. Rima, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you. It's exciting to have you visit with us today. And we want to kind of go back to Las Vegas, getting ready to go to the Bahamas, kind of chat for our readers and listeners for the next edition of Pageantry Magazine. So if you're ready, why don't you take us back to Las Vegas? What was your first thought upon hearing your name announced as Miss USA?
Well, it's hard to explain, and I don't think anyone can really know how I felt that night unless they're in my shoes, because it was at that point that you realized, did they just say my name? And I think you guys remember, I turned around and I looked at the girls, because they were just, I felt like I had 50 sisters. And they all just pointed at me like, yeah, they knew that what I was going through. Like, yeah, Rima, they just called your name. And I think it was the whole night that I kept thinking, you know, this can't be happening. You know, this just feels too good to be true. And I went to sleep that night with the crown on the pillow next to me in Planet Hollywood. Just make sure every time I wake up, I go, oh, yep, it's still there. I did win. And go back to sleep.
And do you still sleep with it on your pillow?
That's a secret. But
what was the journey like getting to Las Vegas for you?
It was very tough just because of all the preparation that took place to get ready for Miss USA. But at the same time, it was a memorable moment. I would do it again if I had to, because it's exciting. Who can complain about shopping, you know? Or having, I mean, I know the working out and all the exercising and the dieting I had to do, but, you know, this is something that I'll carry on throughout my life. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I definitely accomplished. I mean, if someone asked me what's your biggest accomplishment, I wouldn't have just said I won Miss USA. It's just the fact I was able to put all that confidence and do so much and actually achieve what I wanted to do.
And I will say, during the telecast and even in person, the confidence and the effervescence just came through. I think we all saw that. So again, congratulations on Las Vegas. Even going a little bit further than just yourself, has the enormity of the experience been fully realized by your family and friends?
I call my family every day, and every day when my mom answers the phone, she goes, oh my God, it's my mom! Like, Mom, I call you every day. But it's just exciting to hear her voice and exciting. Like, my dad said something to me about 3 days ago, actually on Father's Day. I arrived from Africa, and I just called him right away when I got off the plane to wish him a happy Father's Day. And he said, you know, Rima, I always knew you were strong. I just never knew how strong you were until now. Because he's seen how much, like, when I set my mind to something and I want to do it, I do it. And I put that dream since I was little in my mind, and I actually went for it. You know, so I lived every day as if that one day I will be Miss USA.
And, of course, you had the full support of your family in backing you, correct?
Oh, 110%. It was actually my mother that always wanted that girl who was a tomboy to be that little princess, the little pageant girl that she always wanted. My mom was, you can say, my PR manager. My dad was, like, my support system. My brother and sisters were the ones who always wanted to give me their input and tell me what looks best on me, how, keeping in mind who I am as a person, always being yourself. So they're definitely, if I want to talk about people besides my director who supported me and helped me, it would have to be my family.
And going back to that memorable night, what competition or memorable event do you remember most about the whole experience from Las Vegas?
One happy one and one sad one. The happy one, I'd have to say meeting Mr. Donald Trump. He's someone I've always looked up to. Also, part of the reason I did business in school as a degree, basically being raised in New York and, you know, reading so much about Mr. Trump and his business planning. So it was an honor to meet him. For me, it was like meeting a celebrity, an actor, an artist, whoever someone looks up to. That was my Donald Trump. And the second experience was sad, but yet it made me grow so close to all the girls and the Miss Universe organization staff. And that was when one of the girls lost their father during the pageant.
Miss Nebraska, I believe, correct?
Yeah, and we all gathered together, and we, you know, were able to just come together as a family and pray, and you just kind of see everyone for who they really are, like more of who they really are, because you really can't get to know everybody in 2 weeks. And it was a touching moment. I'll never forget that day.
And it's really a side of the sisterhood that you all have that a lot of us don't get, or a lot of the general public does not get to witness on a daily basis.
Yeah, you know, that's what everyone does, like, they don't really understand. I was talking to someone yesterday who judged a pageant at Miss Michigan, and they mentioned that to me during the pageant. Everyone was making comments when they were watching the telecast, and he kept telling them, you know, I was just like you until I judged the pageant. You have to understand there's so much that goes into this pageant. It's not what you see right now, this night. It's everything that was built up to these 2 weeks that equaled this night. When the judges are looking at the girls, they know a lot more about them than everyone else does.
Right. And even going further with the event itself, I know it's still relatively recent, and you just mentioned that, you know, you had the opportunity to return from out of the country. What are some of the opportunities you've already been able to enjoy as Miss USA?
Oh, so many. Interviews. I got to travel to Houston. I went to Boston, got to play touch football with Tom Brady, and I got to see some of the Miss Teens over there who are going to be going for Miss Teen USA real soon, and I'm happy I'm going to take part of that. And being able to go to Rwanda and Africa and with Miss Universe, meeting the women and the victims of the genocide, and with Same Sky Bracelets, who we're promoting, who are just wonderful, wonderful organization. And I get to go to China next week to do the U.S. Expo. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. I mean, it's definitely a dream come true. I love the traveling. I don't mind the hectic life that everyone wants to call it. To me, it's like working a dream job rather than working what I used to work before, like about 2 to 3 part-time jobs every day and sitting behind a desk. I get to be Miss USA full-time, and it's just an honor and a privilege that I definitely want to take upon, not only for a year, but for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And, of course, with all the television appearances and doing the circuit up there on all the talk shows, you've had the opportunity to move to New York.
Yeah.
Into the famous apartment.
The famous apartment.
Of course, during the telecast, everyone was talking about, you know, you sold your car to go. You don't need a car right now, right?
Well, nope, I don't need a car. I don't need to pay rent. I don't need to pay electricity. No phone bill. But, you know, every time I put that key into the door to open the door of the apartment or my room, it's like every single time I don't miss a day that I don't say, wow, I'm lucky and I'm so happy to be here. And it took me a while. It really did. I mean, people were like, we have Miss USA on the phone. And you just said that, too. And it still goes, oh, my God, they just called me Miss USA. So it's definitely an honor. And it's just, you got to always appreciate and remember where you came from and how hard you worked, you know. I think a lot of girls tend to think that when they become Miss USA or if they become Miss Universe or whatever, that that's it. You know, like life is started, and they forget how hard and who they really were, just like who I was just as Rima. You got to always remember how privileged you are, and every girl wants to be in your shoes. So you have to take that as a gift. It has a lot of responsibility.
And I commend you on that. Obviously, you're very grounded and understand, you know, the time and commitment and the sacrifices that people like yourself have to make to earn this job and earn this title. And speaking of preparing and earning a title, how did you fare in preparing for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
let me tell you, Miss Universe organization are a group of very well-skilled and well-rounded people. I mean, businessmen, marketing, you name it. They know everything, fashion. So they surprised me when they told me that they had talked to my elementary school, because I did grow up in New York City, mm-hmm. and that they want to take me back to PS69, my elementary school, and that the school and the fifth graders have prepared, just like the game show, questions for me to help me. So I assumed, like, okay, we're going to go to the classroom, we're going to talk to kids. Well, I get there, and I hear a voice, and I was shocked because I knew that voice. It was my fifth grade teacher. And they did the whole thing, just like the show, mm-hmm. and asked me, they put together a very good, like, set of questions. And honestly, I felt so happy after I left because it made me realize that, you know, I know what I need to work on, and I know how prepared I am now.
Now, have you received any advice from your previous sisterhood of Miss USA?
Kristen Dunn, yeah, and I got to see her previous show with Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. Paula Sugar, our wonderful president, got me a couple of books to help me prepare. And they also got me like a fifth grade textbook and quizzes and stuff like that. So everywhere I'm traveling, I take them with me on the plane, at the airport, while I'm doing my hair, whatever I'm doing. I have it in my purse at all times. It's like my Bible right now.
Now, you also have a competition to prepare for coming up later this summer.
Miss Universe.
Thoughts?
My third, everybody.
How about some thoughts on heading to the Bahamas?
Yeah, yep, I'm going for 2 days to the Bahamas. I can't wait for that. I love the teen girls. They're so cute.
And with almost a full year ahead, what is your dream? What do you hope to leave as a legacy of Rima Faki?
Well, I don't see it as leaving, because once you're crowned Miss USA, once you're crowned Miss Universe or Miss Teen USA, you'll always be that. You know, you'll always be part of the Miss Universe family. I see it as accomplishing more, because I always reach for the stars. I see it as taking this title as Miss USA, and hopefully, like every girl, I pray every day for that opportunity to be, you know, Miss Universe, to the extreme, because I think that out there, there's still that stereotype about Miss USA and Miss Universe, whether it's in the dieting or in the education or the knowledge level or the reputation. And I just want to, like, take it to another level, show everyone exactly what these girls are. Because being in Miss USA, for example, or Miss Michigan, you got to understand that these women, to me, are, like, the ultimate package. And I remember I called my father the first day Miss USA. I go, Dad, I'm like, these girls are hot and smart and funny. He goes, yeah, there are a bunch of Rimas walking around. Because, you know, your father always, he's always your support system. And it's amazing, all these wonderful girls. Everyone comes with a different gift. No one girl is the same. That's why everyone should look at themselves, not compare themselves to other people, and just see that everyone has their own beauty. But you have to let your beauty shine. And the way I like to take it is that from now until I'm hopefully 110 with great skin, I like for everyone to know that, yes, I was Miss USA, and I still am Miss USA by heart and by soul. And that is a great accomplishment that one can achieve. Whether I'm Miss Michigan or whether I'm Miss Wayne County, this is a title that I use to show everyone that this is the kind of woman I am. I'm the ultimate American woman, educated, respected, beautiful, well-fit, healthy, a mom, hopefully, a wife. So I want to take it in many different areas. It's kind of like my example to you is Angelina Jolie. She's an actress, she's a mother, she's a wife, and she's the ambassador of the United Nations. So it's like being able to be superwoman.
And you touched upon it briefly here, but what advice do you have for all of our readers and listeners when they're looking to receive advice from Miss USA?
Yes, and I say this not only to girls who are title holders or want to be in a pageant. I say this to women, to men, to kids. You have to always believe in yourself and be confident to a point where it's like the book, The Secret. You want to be Miss USA, you have to live and act like Miss USA. That doesn't mean that you wave or do the pageant wave or you walk around like you got a crown on your head. No, that means you are good to everyone. You're good to yourself. No one can bring you down. You have to always believe in yourself and be positive about everything. Never think negatively and always believe that everything happens for a good reason.
And not only the book, but the movie, The Secret.
Everything takes preparation and research. There's nothing that you can't do. Someone who says, I can't, is just lazy. You know?
I agree.
Just do more than you know you can do. I mean, it took a long time for me to actually adapt to dieting. And I finally did as of February. And I lost the weight I wanted to lose with proper dieting and exercising. Mm-hmm. And I did that. Like, I entered a national fitness competition on purpose to help me prepare more. So I wanted it so bad that I put it in my mind that I won't let anything stop me. And I had to work about 3 part-time jobs, but nothing can stop me. You know, I was on a mission. No one can take that goal out of my sight. So always, always go hard.
Focused and dedicated. I like that.
Yes.
Any parting thoughts?
Watch me compete at Miss Universe August 23rd at the Mandalay Bay, and I want everyone's support because USA's got to get it, baby.
Well, we wish you the best, and again, we appreciate your time visiting us here on the Pageantry Podcast, and I thank you so much